Hey, welcome back to Grey Area. My name is Lauren Jerry. Today I'm happy to be in conversation with Robin Ebinger, the Managing Director for Electronic Events, the company behind Stoners Festival, and the Marketing Director at Cosmopop, the company behind Time Warp. Robin fell in love with music, with electronic music in the early 90s and realized soon after that he wanted to promote events and share his vision of what the perfect party looked like. Both festivals are known for their world-class techno offerings, next-level production, and community crowds. Thank you for making the time to be here, Robin.
Thanks for the invitation, Lorraine, and good morning to you.
Good morning. So what made you want to get into organizing events?
The music itself, yeah. I was infected by techno music in the early 90s. It started with, I still remember, with drum and bass, happy hardcore, jungle, breakbeats.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first listened to his music on a tape, back then you were listening to tapes, and
yeah.
on the first show I thought, okay, but what is this? I never heard something like this. And you know, back then there was no internet, there was not mass media featuring electronic music or breakbeats or whatever, or techno, so it was completely new. And it was, you know, like, the sounds are completely new back then. And also when I realized not just the music is new, it also made something with the body, because you
mm-hmm.
know, you could feel the bass, you could feel the beats, and you started to dance, and it makes you move. And when I then was at the first drum and bass happy hardcore party, I realized that what's happening on the dance floor, it's something I've never seen before. Like,
yeah.
Energy, these people, you know, people from all over the place, you know, falling into each other's arms and were going crazy and just celebrating the moment and the music. And I was like, completely like, wow. And so I was infected by this virus.
Mm-hmm.
I am still, gladly. And soon one of my kindergarten friends said, come on, let's try it ourselves. Let's do a party where we book the artists we would like to hear, and where
mm-hmm.
we try to, you know, to present a setup to our guests the way we would like to have it. So that's how it started. Yeah.
That's a beautiful story, and it's a good virus to be infected by. It's very,
yeah,
I too
definitely.
Like being at festivals, and there's just this. It's like being in a different world. It's not like being in the real world. It's
yeah,
like a utopia.
It's some sort of escapism into your daily life, you know?
Yeah.
People need to break out. People need to let loose and, you know,
experience
celebrate
other things
together. You know? And it's,
yeah.
I also believe that promoting dance events is like promoting democracy, because on the dance floor everybody is the same, you know. Of course you have the DJ and you have some VIPs, but or pretend to be VIPs, but on the dance floor everybody's the same.
Everyone's the same.
Everybody wants to dance, so
mm-hmm.
no matter where you're from.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's connecting us, this music.
Yeah.
That's cool. You just concluded Time Warp Germany this April. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Especially after that roller coaster since 2020. Can you give us a bit of perspective and describe Time Warp and Stoners Festivals to someone who has never heard of the festivals before?
Actually, that's a funny question or task you're giving me, because this is something I keep on asking to people who apply for a job with us. I ask them, how would you describe Time Warp to a friend? Like, how would you say, come on, let's go to Time Warp? And I would be the friend and say, what's Time Warp? Why should I go there? You know?
Mm-hmm. You tell us from where you're standing.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think there are lots of beautiful festivals all around the world, fortunately enough. Yeah. But for Time Warp, especially for the Mannheim edition, because I think these are, amongst all other editions, something exceptional, I would say. The saying is, like, you need to be there to feel it and to understand it. You know, it's a techno party, and it's a techno party with a long heritage. It was born in 1994, and maybe I use the words of somebody else to describe it. Laurent Garnier, the famous techno producer from France, he once said the meaning like tambob is the only rave that still keeps the spirit alive to be like raves were meant to be, attracting people from all over the place in order to celebrate this, and for fans alike as for artists. So what we try to do is we try to create very special atmospheres. We try to create a rave, right? Tambob is an indoor concept.
Mm-hmm.
In some international editions we also might have an outdoor floor, but it's an indoor concept. And although it's huge in scale, for Tambob Mannheim we have 20,000 people from all over the world, it makes you feel comfortable and cozy and like being in small clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we try to we try to decorate the entire room, the entire dance floor. We try to make it rather feel very small and intimate, and bring down the ceilings, make it special. We use lots of technology in order to create this atmosphere. We just not just only use light and video. I mean, basically these elements, but we use lots of different fabrics in order to create these rooms, to create the ceilings. We work with wood, we work with different fabrics, we work with LED tubes, so lots of special things.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from this, we present 19 hours of music in Mannheim, which is a very long thing, so it's like, I quote another DJ, Kyle Cox.
Is it non-stop?
Sorry?
It's non-stop,
yeah. Kyle Cox once said Tambob is it's a long haul, it's a long distance, and it's a marathon. It starts at 7 in the evening on a Saturday, and then it goes all the way to 2 p.m. the next day.
Mm-hmm.
On the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not every floor stays open, but most of them.
Mm-hmm.
The floors vary in size and music that we present. So some are in halls, in warehouses. We also have floors in tents that are built outside. And there's also one special place. It's called the Glass Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a place for maybe 700-800 people only. And it's like an igloo out of glass. So you can imagine the very special moments or where the magic starts is in the morning when the sun rises. And usually there's a sunny day on the Sunday. So
mm-hmm.
in the morning of Tambob. And then, you know, Laurent Garnier always plays there and he does his magic and the sun rises and the atmosphere is like, yeah, none to compare with anything else. But you can then just go next door to the main floor and then
mm-hmm.
you would have Richie Horton sending people somewhere with these sounds. So it's a very special place. And also Tambob ever since was very international. So we attract at least 50 people from basically all countries of the earth. Obviously lots of people from Central Europe, but you know, we sell tickets to Asia, Africa, Japan, North America, South America, and you could feel this. You can feel this special atmosphere everywhere you go. And it's very nice to have these encounters where you just meet like-minded people from a totally different corner of the world. Also, I believe in comparison to the international rave scene, our pricing policy is still attractive for people. So it's the ticket for over 40 artists and six floors and 20 hours of music was in the final tier around 100 euros.
Mm-hmm.
So in the national, within an international comparison, it's still moderate, and also the drink prices.
Mm-hmm.
What else could I say? Well, everybody, my partners and myself, we are people that come from the dance floor. And so this is, we're businessmen, we need to make money because we have 20 people in the agency, we need to pay the salaries, we need to pay insurances, the rent and everything. But still, we are not businessmen who said, okay, let's do raves. We're like ravers who said, let's
Stupid business.
That's a business, yeah. And that's, I think that brings all authenticity to the whole thing, yeah. Talking about international, so once we realized that there were so many people from all over the place, we thought, okay, let's bring time up then also to other places. And ever since, not from the beginning, but I'd say at least the last 20 years, we've received requests from other promoters from other countries to promote Time Warp there. And this all was a development that came along with the internet, with social media, with EasyJet, low-cost carriers. So this all helped to bring the global technology scene more together and to make people mix and communicate with each other. And so we started to do our first shows abroad. Next year we will celebrate 30 years of Time Warp.
Are you excited for this? Any special, what
Yes.
does it mean to you to have 30 years of time warp?
It's a fucking long time, to be honest.
It is.
I
It's
would have
three
never
decades.
thought this, I would never thought this. But if somebody would have told me, like, when I first was on a dance floor, that I could make one's living with it, and that, techno would bring us around the world, I would have said, well, don't think so. So yeah,
And here you are bringing it.
it's cool. It's cool, and I believe it's very rewarding to understand that the team of our team, is making people happy, by offering them places to celebrate and to have a good time.
That must be super fulfilling.
Sorry, say it again.
That must be super fulfilling.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. So many artists in the past have said that Time Warp is one of their favorite events to play. How do you, as the organizers, ensure that they have the best possible experience?
We focus on their working environment because they need to work, they want to work, and so give them the tools they need, and then they can, it's like a cycle. If you give them a perfect working space, they overperform. If they overperform, they have the feedback from the audience, and then the artists are happy, the audience is happy. So we try to deliver them perfectly shaped dance floors with a good experience for the guests. With we are not doing overdoing technology and lights. We believe that technology, lights, and video need to intensify the music, but not over client
Overpower it,
anything.
yeah.
But it needs to be. It's all a system. It needs to work together. And all the backline, the mixers and everything artist needs are always in perfect shape. We have like in the airline industry, we work with redundancy. That means that we always have spare from everything, lots of things. So we make sure always everything is there. And we take care about the artist. Yeah, we just take care. We take them seriously and yeah. And the artists know that we are ravers, and we understand what they do and what the audience wants. And so I think it's like an organic system, I believe so.
It does sound like it, definitely. So, speaking of technology, Time Warp is the perfect marriage between music and technology, which creates an unforgettable experience, like you've just explained. So, how do you continue to push the boundaries of technology year on year?
We have a very smart guy. He's called Anatol. He's our technical director, and I call him sometimes MacGyver, like the TV MacGyver, a guy who's always trying to fix things with nothing in his hands, bringing solutions. And he's very well connected to an international network of various artists, like architects, stage designers, video artists, visual artists. Crazy people, and he also has lots of crazy ideas, and he's basically like always trying to push the boundaries and coming up with some ideas. And then he has an idea, he's talking to one guy, then they do a model, then he's trying to get to source these fabrics somewhere around the world, and he's okay, where can I get it? Okay, I need to get it from China or from Italy or whatever. Then I ship it to Germany. Who's processing it? Or somewhere is that processing it there? Who's doing the content? Come on, let's do a rehearsal. Does it? Will it work? How can we do it? So it's like constantly thinking about this. And he's not only thinking about the experience of for the artist and for the audience, but he's also thinking about how to reduce the noise of the neighbors. By, you know, bringing always in the newest sound systems, but also coming up with crazy idea how to bring the is it called emission, like the sound emission,
like soundproofing.
Yeah, with, you know, putting up barriers, containers, crazy stuff. Yeah. So luckily we have this guy.
Sounds like a good guy to know.
Evolve things and keep on pushing.
Yeah, he sounds very well connected, and I think from what I've seen a lot of footage from the festivals. Ooh. Keep him on the team is doing a good job. Can you tell us how Sonus Festival came to be? Let's talk about that one now.
Sonus Festival. Sonus Festival was more or less founded by a long friend, Dalibor. Dalibor is half German, half Croatian. He grew up in Germany and also lived in Croatia. And I remember very well, he came to our office, I think it was January or February in 2013. And he said he has this, he knows this nice place in Croatia on the beach where there's open air clubs. There's still open air clubs that can play music all night long. Directly at the beach on a paddy island, and he did something like a predecessor party of Sonus, like one or two, maybe three, four small shows in 2012. And he realized, okay, the place is right, the idea is right, let's grow it big, can you help me? And so he came in February, and we thought, okay, wow, this sounds very nice, party at the beach. And back then, Croatia was like, you could feel that Croatia made its way to the, will make its way to the international festival landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, yeah, it's too short of a time, like 4 months for the festival of five in August. But yeah, we believe in it. It's an investment, let's do it this year, because then for the years to come, we can develop it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wow, very, very difficult and challenging for us, because all of a sudden, you know, before we promoted festivals for people from all over the world who came there only for one night. Now we competed with holidays, because people needed to spend 4 or 5 days in a row. So they needed to spend the money they would spend on holidays, and they needed to spend the time they would take off from work for holidays. And you needed to give them other information, like where to stay, what to do, what are the beaches, what about food, you know, what it's the landscape. You needed to do a completely different marketing. For which our website system was not there, was not made. So we needed to, you know, it was so much trial and error in the first year. What is very important for people to know? What is not important, what is just the noise, you know? And we didn't have any pictures or videos in order to promote it. So imagine that. So how should we tell people what's happening down there when we had no content at all? And ourselves, we really didn't understand in the beginning, because we weren't there. We didn't catch the vibe. We created basically the vibe.
I like that.
And so this was very, very challenging, and I remember that, yeah, I mean, it was just trial and error, everything, communication, but then also with the first shows. We had day parties and night parties, and obviously it was too long, you know, we started day parties at noon, where it was very, very warm, so.
Very early.
Very early, yeah, nobody came, we realized, okay, no, I wouldn't go to the beach party now at noon. Why? I would go to the beach, it's too warm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we learned a lot in this first year, but we also realized that the people that were down there, who bought a ticket in advance, and also a lot of people who made holiday anyhow, young people came to our shows or to these various parties, we realized that there's a very special atmosphere and a very special energy, because all these clubs are they have a special shape. Maybe give the readers, the audience here, more background about Sonos. It's happening in these beautiful three clubs, basically this year it will be four, and they are all sitting on a famous party beach on a party island in Croatia. And all of these clubs are open air, and they have the shape a little bit like an arena.
Mm-hmm.
So the dance floor is a little bit lower, and then you have different levels where people could stand and dance. And this creates, you know, this energetic, how would I describe
like
it?
Like a cone.
Yeah, like, you know, everything comes down, boils down on the dance floor. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
artists realize this, the fans realize this, we realize this, okay, wow, you could really create special energy. Yeah. And then also it's like from dusk till dawn. You have these day parties starting in daylight, and all of a
mm-hmm.
sudden you have this twilight when it gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
And this very special moment. And then
mm-hmm.
you go through the night for the night party, and you have the same moment again when the sun
comes
up. You know? And you know, this island is sitting on a mountain range. I don't know the name of the mountain range right now. It slipped my mind. And this mountain range is very beautiful. And so the sun rises behind this mountain range, and you are on this island next to the sea. So you can understand what sort of
beautiful
images you can create, and you can
mm-hmm.
feel.
Just from the visuals, it feels like it's a special place to be at.
It is,
on
yeah.
holiday.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a party beach, but one
mm-hmm.
Sonos is there. The entire beach is flooded with like-minded people, and you know, it's all about the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our content, we had videos, we had pictures, we know how to do the website, we know what to tell people, and the year after
mm-hmm.
it was sold out. So in the second year, 2014, we managed to sell out Sonos, and you know, since then we're there.
That's an amazing story to hear. I like
year
hearing
this year we celebrate, yeah, 10 years of Sonos.
10 years, yeah. Could you have imagined the first festival what it has come to be now, 10 years later?
Yes and no. No, because after the first festival we were all very, you know, what's it called? Knackered, exhausted, like, phew, this was very tough, like 5 days, 5 nights in a row, and wow. But then also we realized, you know, Time Warp was growing back then, so on an international awareness level, and
mm-hmm.
Sonos was presented by Time Warp, so there was a connection, people realized this. And that we believe that we might be able to crew also, as Croatia was like a hype place to be, and there was this new trend for destination festivals where people don't have to decide whether go to a festival or rather spend the money for holiday, they could combine it. And so this is a very nice niche to market and to offer to your fans. It's a very nice proposition. You could do both.
Yeah.
Just hang around on the beach, don't come to the party, have an off day, the next day you come. Or come to an after party in the morning, and then you go. Or you go to a boat party, because we also offer boat
Ooh.
Parties. And so.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's one art or two laying on a boat in the middle of the Adriatic Sea.
That's such a beautiful experience. Yeah, you've sold it to me already.
Be our guest.
So we've talked a bit about it, but what do you think makes Sonos different from Croatia's stacked festival scene?
I believe also again authenticity plays a big role. because the sort of music we present, but also since we started, we offer a platform for lots of Croatian talent or local talent from Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia. They always play it, so we bring a lot of local talent to Sonos as well, and this makes the whole thing more, feel more, you know, what's it called, original, like it feels like normal, like very authentic, because it's not just from somebody outside coming to Croatia do
it's
something,
homegrown.
but, you know, we have our Croatian partner who has roots in Croatia, he's bringing in the Croatian scene, so it's basically also a very international festival, but also for all the Croatians, so they identify with this festival, and I believe this helps, yeah. And we discuss a lot about artists who should play, you know? It's always like, is it a trend, is it our belief, do people expect him, can we bring this talent, yes or no? So we discuss every artist and talent, and, you know, try to bring a very nice musical proposition to the island.
I like that, especially because it's a festival that is working with the local talent, not only just bringing in people from outside, but also nurturing their own, which I guess that's a big element as well.
That's also something that we always try to do with Time when we are abroad, you know, to have lots of local talents.
Okay, so these festivals all sound really amazing. Can you tell me the craziest experiences that you've ever witnessed at either one, at either Time Warp or Sonos?
The craziest experience? Well, maybe Sonos, it was the first year, and the last night of the first year, and we had only two clubs back then, and it was shortly before the after party started, and we had a thunderstorm and rain, lots of rain, and so I came to Ricardo's place, Ricardo Villalobos, he was playing, and then it started to rain very heavily, so we had to stop. Everything was, you know, that's the best thing about outdoor clubs, everything's outdoor. And the stage at this club back then had no ceiling. Very beautiful stage, but no ceiling. So it started to rain very heavily, and there was this small, like, patio place, and we decided to move it there, very small area. But before, it was pouring with rain. So Ricardo and myself, we jumped below the DJ table, and basically there was everywhere water. And then we realized, we were both looking at our feet where we were sitting, and we realized we are sitting on lots of cables, and then Ricardo looked at me and said, cables, electricity and water doesn't go along very well, and I said no, and jumped out. And then we went to this patio place, and I think who played there, maybe Sip, maybe Sonia, I can't remember, and it was like a small shelter for maybe 70, 80, 90 people with wood, but it was raining so hard that the rain came through the wood. And so basically we had to stretch some plastic foils above the DJ, and like another guy and myself, we were fixing this plastic foil above the DJ underneath this wood construction, and we were standing there like for 1 hour.
Continue
to play the music.
Yeah.
And after that, the rain stopped, and then I could, you know.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Wow. That's
that
a lot of dedication.
That was a very special special thing in the first year.
Yeah. Somehow you made it work even with rain.
Yeah. It's always risky, you know, when you have the forces of nature, when you have so many different people coming together, so it's always, you know, also a risky situation, because you never know how the energy will evolve. But all in all, most of our fans are, you know, very chilled and relaxed people.
Just there to have a good time, not to ruin your parade. Is there anything special that we can expect for the 10-year anniversary of SONUS? Maybe talent highlights or production elements to note?
Probably yes. I wouldn't say so now. I don't. I know the team is working on some stuff. But obviously, the highlight would be to SONUS itself, you know. And we will bring in another stage, another club this year, so we will communicate about this very soon as well.
That's exciting. The music scene in both Croatia and Germany by supporting a lot of local artists. Can you tell us about that?
I mean, as we said, as I said before, we always try to give a stage or platform also to new upcoming talent, especially for Time Warp. You know, we try to be to evolve things, you know, to have our long-time companions to take into consideration the heritage we have in the brand. But also to bring in new talents, a little bit of trends, and you know, also local artists. This is something which we try to feature everywhere. And I don't know if you know, we also run an open air club in Germany. It's called Hafen 49.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small open air club next to our offices in Mannheim. It's in the harbor area. It's like 1600-1700 capacity. It's daytime party from like 3 in the afternoon until 10 in the evening, and there we present always lots of, you know, local crews and talent. And also in one of our nightclubs we present lots of young people from the local scene. So you always have to find the right balance where you, what the audience is expecting, what's the brand like, where you can build something, where you can bring in new stuff.
It's juggling it all.
Yeah, it's juggling, and it's not easy because, you know, sometimes people say, oh, you always bring the same names. Then people say, oh, why don't you bring this name? He's new. Then they say, why didn't you bring the headliners? And it's always juggling.
It's hard to please everyone.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, from what you've been working on, I can see that you're doing so great so far. So congratulations on that.
Very well. Thank you very much.
What are your favorite aspects of your job, being in the industry?
My favorite aspect is, irrespective of this industry, my favorite aspect is that I lose touch of time. You know, I start in the morning and all of a sudden it's 7 in the evening. And there's, you know, it's not like, okay, looking at the watch, when is the day over? I'm very often in a flow, like, okay, merging with the task and the staff and the situations. And I think this is that's a privilege. Apart from this, I appreciate to work with people from various countries and various cultures, various time zones. I prefer to work with a lot of cool, creative people. And to, you know, play it by our own rules, because there was nobody there before who said how we should do it. So
I like that. You're playing by your own rules. I really like that you said that you're a raver who's doing business. So that's an amazing way to move. And like you said, you're in a flow. So I like that you're in a space that you're enjoying. And are able to, like,
that would be for our partner Dalibor. He's also promoting smaller shows in Croatia all year long, and he's very well connected to all the nightlife, and he has a sense of what's going on.